All right, folks, we are back here on the Mean Gene Show. I have to let you know the show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. It's the official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. There's absolutely no way you can experience Las Vegas until you ride in a Presidential Limousine by Captain. If you're coming to Las Vegas, make your reservations now by calling 702-438-5466, or you can text them at 702-410-6057. I promise you they will respond to you right away. The show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Experience the award-winning soul of Motown. It's a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. This is a must-see show during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. For reservations, call 888-796-3564. So now, last night I had a chance to see a tribute to Prince at the Tropicana. Now, that's another one that you should go and see. Very entertaining. I think they have a nightly show there. So if you have lost all your money, and well, you're going to need some money to get to go see the show, but if you got any money left and you don't want to lose it, go see a tribute to Prince. Pretty good stuff. All right, so let's look at some scores from around the National Football League. Like I said, this is the last week of the NFL preseason, and there are some games tomorrow, I believe. Browns, Falcons play tomorrow. Patriots, Giants play tomorrow. Raiders, 49ers play tomorrow. And the Dolphins, Bengals play tomorrow. Oh, yeah, there's quite a few. And then Cowboys and Jaguars. But today, there were some games that we want to look at that took place. So we'll talk about those here. Earlier, I think we did mention the Chicago Bears. They did win that game 27-24. I believe Friday night we had some games as well. In Indianapolis, 27 over Detroit, 17. Pittsburgh Steelers lose to the Carolina Panthers, 34-9. This was all Dwayne Haskins, an opportunity to see if he was going to be either the backup to Ben Roethlisberger or the number three quarterback. Is yet to be determined, so we should find out that information coming out of Pittsburgh. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Jets tied it up at 31. You might ask, why did they let the game end in a tie? And the reason is because the NFL during the preseason, they do not play overtime, which is good. You don't want to get any extra injuries than, you know, what some of the teams already have. The Minnesota Vikings, they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs win 28-25. The Buffalo Bills 19-0 over Green Bay. Now they said Josh Allen is looking pretty good, and I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit. And you know, Aaron Rodgers kind of held out a little bit this year. Not him and the Green Bay Packers were not on the good terms, and I just think it all played out in the media just a little bit too much. I don't know. I think it could backfire on Aaron Rodgers. You know, he had an outstanding season last year. And I always talk about on my shows, especially when it comes to the NFL, how you have a window of opportunity. Now, Aaron Rodgers has already won a Super Bowl. So he's a league MVP. And, you know, but Aaron Rodgers, he's one of the last of the Mohicans. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, some of those guys. Although it looks like Tom Brady is going to play until he's 50-something years old. I mean, you know, but Aaron Rodgers certainly doesn't have time on his side, neither does Big Ben. But I don't know what kind of season the Green Bay Packers are going to have. Now, this preseason game is no indication, of course, of what, you know, what to be expected. But I just think, I don't know. I just think this thing, how Aaron Rodgers handled the Green Bay Packers. Now, I understand, you know, Green Bay Packers is a unique organization because they don't really have an owner. You know, fans buy stock into the team, so the fans are, they own the team. So you don't really have like some big boss to answer to. You know, they get a GM, they elect, you know, a GM, a board of directors, and all of that type of stuff there with the Packers. But Aaron Rodgers had issues with management there, and of course now I don't know. I mean, all of the fussing and I mean, he just, you know, has like a diva mentality sometimes. So we're gonna see how that plays out for Aaron Rodgers this season coming up here, and I'm going to talk about the NFC here in a little bit, and who I think is going to win what and all of that great stuff. The Baltimore Ravens win over the Washington football team 37-3. We'll talk about the Washington football team here in a little bit. Already gave you the Chicago score and a final out of Houston, Texas, and that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Houston Texans 23-16. And we have some more scores. The Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos played. Broncos win 17-12. And we have the Chargers did play. We had the L.A. Chargers. And what is the score here? The L.A. Chargers did play Seattle, I believe, tonight. And it was 27. You know what? I was looking for a score, and there's no score. The Chargers didn't score anything. They got beat 27-0 by the Seattle Seahawks. So, anyway, so that's it for tonight. And, of course, like I said, tomorrow you got some more preseason football that's going to take place as the NFL gets that much closer to the start of the 2021 season, which starts, once again, September 8th. And that is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. So let's go ahead and jump right on into my NFC predictions. So last week it was the AFC predictions. I said in the AFC South, it was going to probably be the Tennessee Titans would win that division. I said in the AFC North, it was going to be either the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens. I know Cleveland Browns fans, I didn't give you guys any credit there. I did say a couple of teams would probably make it to the playoffs from the AFC North, just like it happened last year. It could be a toss-up. Baltimore, I'm going to throw Cleveland in there. They might have a chance to get in there. But as long as you have a big man, Roethlisberger, a quarterback of that, you know, caliber and talent and experience, I got to give it to him. Lamar Jackson is another outstanding talent. In that AFC North division. Over in the AFC West, I had to pick the Kansas City Chiefs to win the division. And I'm trying to think there. So we got the AFC West, the AFC South. Oh, yeah, in the AFC East, Buffalo Bills, hands down, I picked them to win the division. So now let's look at the NFC division. Let's go ahead and start with we'll start East and work our way to the West. So the NFC East, you have the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, Washington football team, and the Giants. So, I mean, when you look at Dak Prescott is coming back from that gruesome injury last year that he had, and he also suffered a shoulder injury that nearly sidelined him again. So it's going to be really interesting watching the Dallas Cowboys because talent-wise, if you compare them to the other teams in that division, you know, Washington won the division last year. The Eagles have gone through major changes. They fired their Super Bowl winning coach, and they traded their, quarterback, Carson Wentz. So, I mean, crazy that you see a team that was in the Super Bowl a few years ago don't have their quarterback or their head coach there. And, you know, I think the Eagles are going to pay for that. So, the Washington football team, like what Ron Rivera is doing there in Washington. And he's got a pretty good team. Ryan Fitzpatrick is their quarterback there. And the New York Giants are still trying to get it together. Eli Manning, you know, he's not there no more. They drafted Daniel Jones. And this quarterback now, Daniel Jones is not a rookie anymore, and he still just doesn't seem like he's going to be the future of that team. So, you know, we have no choice but to pick the Dallas Cowboys. They have – you know, all of the pieces. You got a Super Bowl winning coach in Mike McCarthy. He won the Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. Dak Prescott is coming back. Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, they just have all the pieces. They drafted well this year. drafted well last year. C.D. Lamb, they just got a stellar offense. So there's no reason why the Dallas Cowboys shouldn't win the NFC East. So now let's take it to the NFC North. And, all right, Bears fans, Packers, Lions, and Vikings fans, let's see where I'm going to go with this. I just talked about Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, look at all the quarterbacks in the NFC North and who has won the Super Bowl and who has been a league MVP, Aaron Rodgers. As long as Aaron Rodgers is in the NFC North and is playing with the Green Bay Packers, they will be the favorites. And I know I think everybody else is going to be looking up at Green Bay. Now, I said Aaron Rodgers may not have as much success this year. That doesn't mean that they won't win that division, because Green Bay, they got the pieces. They got the defense. They got the running game, the passing game, and they got Aaron Rodgers. So, going to go with Aaron Rodgers. Now, the second place team coming out of the NFC North, this is where the toss-up is, because, you know, I could say the Chicago Bears, but I'm not going to put that pressure on this rookie. I do think Justin Fields is going to be playing football at some point in time, and the reason why is because the pressure are going to be on Andy Dalton. And if the Chicago Bears coming out of the gate in their first five games, if they're not 4-1, then they're going to be calling for Matt Nagy's head or Andy Dalton. It's going to be easier to call for Andy Dalton's head, and Matt Nagy's going to have to make another decision. He did this a couple of years ago with Mitchell Trubisky, the Nick Foles and all of that stuff. And it's just it's that quarterback situation in Chicago. Now, their defense and everything else is good there. I want to say the Chicago Bears should finish second place behind the Green Bay Packers. And then we look at the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins. And, oh, good Lord. I mean, Kirk Cousins, that window of opportunity for him has ran out completely. It's either the Vikings or the Detroit Lions will finish, you know, last in the NFC North. I like the Lions a little bit better, but I don't like the quarterback for the Lions, who is Jared Goff. Jared Goff is just not a good quarterback. It was one reason why the Rams got rid of him, did that quarterback switch, sent Matthew Stafford to L.A., and then they sent Jared Goff to Detroit. I think Detroit might be better than Minnesota, so my division winner for the NFC North is going to be the Green Bay Packers. So let's look at the NFC South. The NFC South just happens to be the division where your Super Bowl champions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are playing in. They won that Super Bowl last year. They won that division. Things couldn't have worked out, you know, even better for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's rare in the National Football League that a team wins a Super Bowl and returns all starters. 22, all 22 starters are coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's kind of scary. And what's even more scary in that NFC South division is you have a declining Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, and the Atlanta Falcons. They have went south. You don't have Drew Brees with the New Orleans Saints anymore. And your quarterback situation there and the Carolina Panthers is, you know, I mean, so this thing is just set up so beautiful for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to, I'm not going to say they're going to repeat as Super Bowl champions, but they will win that division. There's just no way. You know, Jameis might have a successful year. And, the Panthers and Matt Ryan, I have to give it Matt Ryan should have a better year. I just think the Saints are going to have a better season than the Atlanta Falcons. But, man, that Falcons team, you know, you win a Super Bowl. I mean, you don't win a Super Bowl. You get to a Super Bowl, you have a chance to win it. That was the Super Bowl Super Bowl 54, I believe it was, in Houston, Texas, where the Atlanta Falcons was up 28-3, and they lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And it seems like the Atlanta Falcons have never got over that curse. And that's why I say that window of opportunity in the NFL is small. You have to win. And when, you know, unless your name is Tom Brady, you just don't get a second chance. You don't, you know. So anyway, in the NFC South, it will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, so let's move it over to the NFC West. just feel like I'm missing a division here. The NFC West, which consists of the Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers. Okay, we have the Seattle Seahawks in that division as well. Mark, it seems like I'm missing a team in that NFC. It seems like I'm missing. Who's that fourth team? I said, oh, yeah, San Francisco. Oh, the Rams. There we go. The Rams is the one that, okay. So Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, and the Cardinals. Wow. Now, you know, I mentioned earlier that I would say who my surprise team would be in the NFL this year. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it right now. It's going to be the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals have been busy. They have J.J. Watt. Houston Texans said, hey, you know, we just cannot pay this guy anymore. J.J.'s been hurt a lot. But this guy still has a lot left in the tank. And he's a stud. I mean, J.J. Watt is, I mean, he's going to make things happen. They haven't, you know, held him out during the preseason there. But you have, you know, you also got the veteran Larry Fitzgerald, who this might be his last year. He might call it quits. But you have that, you have a Kyler Murray, the quarterback there. Remarkable things that they did last year there. Cliff Kingsbury, I didn't agree with his hiring. But, man, his coaching and what he's doing in Arizona with those players is really panning out. And it's looking good. It's just really – I mean, that combination of Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, it's perfect. And I know that's what they're trying to do in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. They might have that success. It's just worked out well for the Arizona Cardinals, and I think they're going to benefit from it. They got Hopkins there. I mean, they have a great football team in Arizona, and it's one that you really got to look out for. So you got Arizona, who I expect to just do great things. I'm going to go out and say that the Arizona Cardinals are going to win the NFC West. I'm saying this because I like what I see now. And Russell Wilson, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks for a minute. Because, yeah, that is a Super Bowl winning team. Russell has won a Super Bowl. Pete Carroll, you know, they should have won two Super Bowls, right? Do we have to remind everyone about the interception that they threw in the end zone? I mean, they're on the goal line. They should have gave it to Beast Mode. They decided not to. They wanted to get fancy and cute, right? Throw a pass right there on the freaking 1 yard line. And the New England Patriots, you gave Tom Brady a Super Bowl that they shouldn't have won. And, lately here now, besides Aaron Rodgers having issues with his team, Russell Wilson had some issues with the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson is one of the quarterbacks that is probably sacked the most in the NFL. And, you know, he's not really a tall guy or anything. And, he can get away, he can run, he can do what he needs to do. But it just didn't work out that well for Russell. So Russell says, you know what, guys, I'm pissed. Until you get me some help, then I got some issues here. So the Seattle Seahawks went out and did that. You know, they always stands for defense there. So they solidified the defense, and they are doing just about everything they can do to help Russell and that team win another, get to another Super Bowl. So it looks like that could happen. But I just like the Arizona Cardinals a little bit better. And the San Francisco 49ers, a team who they have a rookie quarterback, too, that might be starting. And Trey Lance there, and we talked about him a couple of weeks ago, and actually had one of the Sports Illustrated writers on the show who spent a summer with Trey Lance and his family, you know, and explained why the 49ers were so interested and why they traded up for Trey Lance. So, but you also have Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo, who signed I think he's got a $144 million contract, but he has not lived up to it. 49ers get to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago and lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. And basically, they had the Super Bowl won. The Chiefs came back and won. So you still see the possibilities out of Jimmy Garoppolo. But now that Trey Lance is there, you know, and I haven't, my mind hasn't been made up on, you know, who should start, because, I mean, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is not, I mean, he's a veteran quarterback somewhat, but he's just not that much of a veteran quarterback. This kid, Trey Lance, could definitely start for the 49ers. And when you have Coach Shanahan there, who has, Kyle Shanahan, who has worked with quarterbacks, and he is a quarterback's coach, so he's the type of coach you want there if you trade Lance. So, and he would, he's the best evaluator of talent there for that team when it comes to that quarterback position. So I don't know. I mean, the 49ers look good in every other position. Their season is going to depend on who they're going to put at quarterback. And then you have the Rams. The Rams haven't won a preseason game, which doesn't matter. But I think having Matthew Stafford with the Rams is probably going to be a good thing. You know, and I picked the Arizona Cardinals to win that division, and I know I'm going out on a limb there. Most people pick the L.A. Rams to win that division, but no one is picking the Seattle Seahawks to win that division. So it could, you know, I'm going to pick the Cardinals to win that division. I think they're going to get it done. So anyway, that is the NFC conference. So the recap. In the West, I picked the Arizona Cardinals to win the division. In the NFC South, I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win that division. In the NFC North, I picked the Green Bay Packers. And in the NFC East, I picked the Dallas Cowboys. Didn't have a choice there, but I had to do that. So, all right, we are getting down to 1 minute. I want to thank my producer, first of all, for saving my hide here. Mark, man, thanks a lot. You know, thanks for having my back there. And I want to thank you guys out there in Las Vegas for listening to the show. Hope you have enjoyed it. It's going to get better. We're going to do our weekly countdown show every week here once the regular NFL season starts. So I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're having a great weekend here in Vegas. Stay, what is it, hydrated? You know, you got to get your liquids and stuff, the right types of liquids, of course. But anyway, we'll see you back here on the Mean Gene Show next week here on KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.